One of the guys out of that Indians bullpen, Brian Shaw, now joins us here as part of our Wahoo Week coverage in Goodyear, Arizona. And Brian, obviously, there's some high expectations with the team this year. Just talk a little bit about that, the mood, the vibe in that clubhouse as far as getting to the next step in 2016.
No, absolutely. You know, we've had a good team, you know, the last couple of years. We've had winning seasons the last 3 years. Made the playoff once. You know, we seem to kind of get off to a rough start every year, but we seem to find a way to pick it up, you know, get right back into the thick of things in September. I think this year with the additions that we made, you know, the guys getting more experience over the last couple of years, you know, I think that we're going to, do really good. You know, I think we're going to have hopefully a better start, you know, which will lead into our normal, you know, end of the season run that we make, and you know, hopefully be either right in the thick of things or ahead of everybody else by that time.
Brian, I asked Tito about that a couple of days ago, the slow start. So it seems like you're fighting uphill every year, or at least the past couple of years. I know if there was a magic formula to a quick start, you'd bottle it, but is that a point of emphasis? Let's get out of the gate pretty quickly.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you always want to start off good. You know, out of the bullpen, you like to say, you know, you start off by padding your stats, basically. So it's obviously the bullpen. You give up a run early, you know. You give a run your first outing. You got a 9 ERA, and so on. But when you get a few good ones in there in a row, you know, if something happens, it doesn't look quite so bad. because obviously early on there's not many innings, stuff like that. So you give that one or two run or something happens, and all of a sudden you got a 27 ERA and stuff like that, and everybody's the fans, especially obviously the team, everybody around baseball knows, but the fans look at it like, well, this guy stinks. But it's you give that one run in the one outing, that's what it looks like. So hopefully we get off to a good start, every team's, you're going to struggle every once in a while, during the season. But hopefully we get off to a start that, allows for those struggles and keeps us right where we still need to be, right where we need to be.
Now, there can't be too many people that go, man, that Brian Shaw guy, he stinks.
Oh, definitely. I mean, have you seen my Twitter lately? I got that all the time.
And talking about the slow start, in the division that you're in, obviously the World Series champs with Kansas City, Minnesota, Chicago. I mean, it's a division where you can't put yourself behind the eight ball.
Oh, absolutely. You know, those they're good teams. You know, they have a, Detroit, before Kansas City kind of took over, they were the reigning team. They won the division every year, and obviously Kansas City the last couple has, done what they've done, obviously, so it's definitely tough. We have, every team in our division is tough. When you see them so many times, the hitters, their hitters, and start to see us a lot more, so they kind of start to get a feel for what we do and how we like to pitch them, so we have to be, almost more perfect on making the pitches to these guys in our division than we do the other teams.
Again, we're talking with Brian Shaw as part of our Wahoo Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. For you personally, how do you approach camp this year? Is it pretty much the same routine year after year, or do you tweak things somewhat?
No, I mean, it's pretty much the same routine. Last year we were working on some different stuff. This year we're kind of not doing that. We're just more getting ready for season, working on the little things instead of like whole new pitches, obviously like last year we did. And spring so far has been a lot better. The body feels better, the arm feels better, mechanically everything's good. So it's a good start so far to spring.
This starting staff that's in front of you before you come in out of the pen, just how impressive are they? And for you as a reliever, how prepared do you have to be night after night to say, man, I'm going to have to come in here and perhaps hold the lead for these guys that they've built?
Oh, they're extremely good. We've seen what Kluber's done, 2 years ago. Last year he just kind of, I don't think, had the run support he had the year before. He still pitched extremely well. The same thing with the rest of our starters. Any one of them, any day can go 9 innings, which gives us a day off down there. But they get out there, and you expect to get the ball in that 8th-9th inning for me and Cody, and with the lead, that's just what we expect, with when those guys go out there every day.
Now, before we let you go, Rosie says I got to ask you something controversial. Now you tell me, is there any controversy brewing out here, anything simmering below the surface?
I have no comments on any of that.
Brian, great to have you on Wahoo Week. Good luck this year.
Thank you.